Israeli ambassador backs Trump's Gaza plan. Slams public celebration of murdered baby hostages. By Joshua Klein on February 20, 2025. Many innocent Gazans joined the kidnapping and murder of Israeli civilians on October 7, while many more celebrated the massacre, as well as the return of Jewish babies in coffins, noted Israeli Ambassador Gilad Erdan Thursday, who called for the enclave to be denazified and demilitarized while urging the implementation of U.S. President Donald Trump's plan for the region. Israeli Ambassador to the United Nations Gilad Erdan called for the full eradication of the U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas and the transformation of Gaza in line with President Trump's vision, following the return of the bodies of a mother and her babies, as well as an elderly peace activist who had been held hostage for over 500 days. In a statement posted Thursday, Erdan drew a comparison to Nazi Germany, noting that while some Germans had saved Jews during the Holocaust, not a single Gazan saved a single hostage. He further accused many civilians in Gaza of participating in the October 7 massacre, or celebrating the deaths of Israelis. Many innocent Gazans took part in the kidnapping and murder, and many more came out today and on October 7 to celebrate the return of Jewish babies in coffins, he wrote. Hamas must be eradicated. Fully. Gaza must be denazified and demilitarized. President Donald Trump's vision must be realized. He insisted, adding that we cannot live side by side with Hamas and their collaborators. On Thursday, Israelis began mourning the four hostages, including an elderly peace activist and the iconic Bibas children, Ariel, 5, and Kafir, 2, along with their mother, Shiri, after their bodies were returned in locked coffins, following a gruesome handover ceremony by Palestinian Hamas terrorists in Gaza. The children's father, Yarden, was released alive several weeks ago and did not know the fate of his wife or their two children. Oded Lifshitz, 84, was the fourth hostage returned Thursday. He was abducted from his home on October 7 and later murdered in captivity. Lifshitz was a journalist, kibbutz leader, and peace activist who aided ill Palestinian children. In response, Republican New York City Councilwoman Ina Vernikoff slammed the sick and evil society dancing and celebrating the murder of innocent babies. No more negotiations with savages. No two states, she wrote. Take back Gaza. Finish them. Erdan's remarks align with a broader shift within the Israeli government toward a more lasting restructuring of Gaza, echoing President Trump's call to take control of the Strip, resettle its population, and rebuild it into a thriving economic hub. Earlier this month, President Trump announced his Gaza proposal during a press conference with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Trump's vision, unlike anything seen before, could reshape the region's future, with supporters seeing it as a historic opportunity to bring stability and prosperity. On Monday, Israel announced the creation of a department to oversee the voluntary relocation of Gaza residents to third countries, a move ordered by Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz. The plan aligns with President Trump's approach to Middle East peace, emphasizing regional solutions over past failed policies to promote stability and long-term security. The involvement of top Israeli defense officials underscored the serious commitment to this effort. For years, establishment leaders and international bodies have pushed failed approaches to the Gaza crisis. Now, Israel is embracing a pragmatic solution that aligns with President Trump's vision, empowering individuals with the choice to lead for a better future while safeguarding Israel's security. Katz had previously instructed the IDF to develop a plan allowing Gaza residents to emigrate to willing countries, emphasizing their right to freedom of movement, while accusing Hamas of exploiting civilians as human shields, extorting them through humanitarian aid, and blocking their ability to leave. I welcome President Trump's bold initiative, which can create extensive opportunities for those in Gaza who wish to leave, assist them in resettling in host countries, and support long-term reconstruction efforts in a demilitarized, threat-free Gaza after Hamas, an effort that will take many years, he concluded. On Saturday, the Israeli Defense Minister thanked President Trump for standing with Israel as it confronts its Palestinian terror threat from Gaza. The matter comes as Israel remains locked in confrontation with Hamas in the aftermath of the October 7 massacre, the worst terrorist attack in Israel's history. which saw thousands of terrorists burst into Israel and gun down participants at an outdoor music festival while going door-to-door hunting for Jewish men, women, and children in local towns who were then subject to torture, rape, execution, immolation, and kidnapping. Past Israeli withdrawals from Gaza and Lebanon were driven by the hope that concessions would bring peace, but instead, they emboldened terrorist groups. Trump's firm stance against Hamas, alongside his bold proposal for Gaza's future, marks a departure from previous U.S. policies, setting the stage for a new regional strategy with lasting implications. On Thursday, Israel's Diaspora Affairs Minister Amichai Chikli praised President Trump's proposal for the coastal enclave. The minister told Breitbart News that it is a bold, outside-the-box incredible shift away from past failed peace strategies. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.